At a Jack in the Box location in Hayward, workers filed a Cal OSHA complaint and protested the company's failure to fix their store's broken roof, sewage system, and HVAC system. Claudia Romero has worked at the Hayward Jack in the Box for the last 4 years. Speaking through a translator, she said that she and other workers want to hold management responsible for the bad working conditions and see the issues fixed.
We're going on strike because there's been a leaking and flooding issue going on in the store, and the managers are not respecting the workers or doing anything about safety.
Workers said that as recently as this week, rain caused flooding from a leak in the roof, while other foul-smelling water rose up and entered the building from the broken sewage drains. In addition, workers allege that without a functioning heating system, when they get wet, they remain freezing cold throughout their shifts. Romero said that the problem has been chronic and ongoing.
Flooding has been going on forever now. They'll come and do small repairs when it rains, but it's always an issue every year.
Meanwhile, workers at a McDonald's location in Oakland went on strike today to raise the alarm about a series of violent incidents they've experienced recently, including a robbery at gunpoint and an angry customer entering the store holding a machete. The McDonald's workers have criticized the company's decision to get rid of the store's security guard earlier in the year and say the company refuses to fix the location's broken security system. The Bay Area strikes come as fast food workers across California prepare for the implementation of a statewide fast food council, established by new legislation that was signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this year. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.